As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host and fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be back here today with you on Saturday, September 11th. My friends, such a significant day, September 11th, a day that we promised that we would never forget. Remember how it was on September 12th, 20 years ago, the unity that we had in this country? Almost every single flag that was available to be sold at the stores was gone, flying proudly. Remember how it didn't matter if you were Republican or Democrat, it didn't matter if you were black or white, that on that day we were all Americans and we were united and we had a common goal. We were attacked. The most gruesome attack that we have ever had on our soil, killing thousands, attacked by terror that was so evil, so vile. We had to respond, we had to react, but most importantly, we had to unite. And we made a vow, each and every one of us, I think, the vast majority of us, we did make a vow that we would never forget. And here we sit 20 years later, and I look at the division in this country, and I look at what we've allowed to happen. I look at what this administration has done. I look at what Congress and Senate has done. I look at what roughly half of the people in this country, the things that they support, the people that they've voted for. I see the division on social media and the vile things, the attacks that take place. And I can't help but wonder if other people are thinking, we sure haven't held up to our promise. We sure didn't keep that unity like we did on September 12th, 20 years ago. And it sure does seem like many of us have forgotten. I haven't forgotten. I know a lot of people have not forgotten. I'll tell you, the families that lost loved ones, they haven't forgotten. The spouses and the kids that were waiting for mom and dad to come home from work. Their parents worked in the towers and they never came home. Those people have not forgotten. The families that sent their kids to Iraq, to Afghanistan to fight this war on terror. The families that have lost their children because of that. The soldiers that sacrificed everything to protect us, to defend us, to stop the terror. Those families, they probably haven't forgotten. But so many people have forgotten. We see it in their everyday actions. We see it in how they treat their fellow Americans, the things they say, the things that they do. So many people have forgotten. That was 20 years ago, my friends, and where are we today? Do you guys understand the threats that we face right now because of what this administration's done just in the last month? The way they pulled out of Afghanistan, the way they left all our equipment there, all our weapons there, the resources they left behind, but most importantly, the people that they left behind, the good people that they abandoned, allies, and even worse, American citizens, my friends. For 20 years, we have been fighting this war on terror. We were winning. Under Donald Trump's presidency, it was safe to say that we pretty much eradicated it. We stopped it. We beat them back. And in 7 months' time, under the Biden administration, these enemies of ours, these evil people that hate this country, that hate you and I, that don't want us to take another breath, that hate us because of our freedom, they hate us because of what we believe in, they hate us because we want to liberate the rest of the world, they hate us because of our God. They just want to kill us. And in 7 months' time, this administration has built them back stronger than they ever were. And worse yet, they also align them to be allies with China and Russia, who are taking full advantage of this every opportunity. China's setting up camp. They're moving right on into the Bagram Air Force Base. Why did we ever abandon that? Why did we ever allow anybody to have it? If we weren't going to be there, we should have leveled it. Now China is going to be in control. And once they take that base, my friends, we'll never be able to be back. That was the heart. And once China's occupying it, do you think that we could do anything without them considering it an act of war on China? We are in dangerous, scary times. And what we allowed to happen over there, what we have given up, and what we have handed over to our enemies, it's absolutely criminal. And it stings a little bit more today, doesn't it? It stings a little bit more today, knowing that today is the anniversary of September 11th. And instead of celebrating that we beat these terrorists, that we stopped them, that they are no longer a threat, now we have to look over our shoulder and we're wondering when. It's not a question of if, my friends. It's a question of when. When are they going to strike again? What are they going to attack this time? How many American lives will be lost? What state will it happen? It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. And in fact, we know that so many of these terrorists have been flooding across these open borders that this administration has allowed to happen. We don't have security here. We don't have secure borders. We aren't properly vetting people. And we are having terrorist organizations come through by the droves, my friends. Make no mistake, we are in severe danger. And what's worse, we don't have the leadership right now to protect us. We don't have agencies that we can trust. We don't have politicians that are working for us. We don't have politicians that we can say without question, they're doing what's best for the United States. They love this country. They love the citizens. Obviously, there's a handful. There's a few of them. We all know who they are. But it definitely isn't the ones running the country right now. It definitely isn't the Biden administration. And with each day that passes that they're sitting in office, that they're controlling things, they're putting us in jeopardy. And as a nation, we are becoming less and less. While our enemies grow stronger. How did we forget? How did we forget so quickly? To put it in perspective, 20 years ago today, 246 people went to bed. expecting to get on the airplane for their morning flights. 2,606 people went to sleep, preparing to go to work in the morning. 343 firefighters went to sleep, preparing for their morning shift. 60 police officers went to sleep, preparing for their morning patrol. 8 paramedics. None of those people lived past 10 a.m. on September 11th, 2001. In that single moment, their lives were gone. We're lucky we get to live. But we should always remember the sacrifices that took place on that day, the lives that were lost. And we should remember that freedom isn't free. And in a moment, in a single moment, our lives can be snuffed away. And that should be a concern to all of us, because right now with what's gone on and the terrorists that are coming into our borders and the weaponry and the control that we just gave the Taliban in Afghanistan, there's going to be another day. There's going to be another time that terror strikes our soil again and American lives are lost again. And if these terrorists have proved anything to us, it's that they're incredibly patient and methodical. I think so many times we don't take them seriously, do we? We just don't think that they're organized, that they're smart enough. You know, we see them driving around in their little Toyota pickups and we laugh. Well, guess what? They don't have Toyota pickups anymore. Now they have Humvees and troop carriers and tanks and all kinds of other armored vehicles and weaponry and helicopters and planes. They've come out of the caves. Overnight, we've made them a force that is going to cause terror, that's going to wreak havoc on the Middle East, and it's going to wreak havoc here in this country. 20 years ago, we said we would never forget, and that's exactly what so many people did. My friends, it's not too late for this country. But if you love this country, there's going to be a time sooner than later that you have to make a stand, that you have to stand up for what's right, and you have to be willing to fight. The threat of terrorism is real. But right now, one of our biggest threats is sitting in Washington, D.C. as I'm speaking. The biggest threat to this nation, the biggest threat to this country, to this republic, to you and to I, is this administration. They act like dictators, my friends. If you did not pick that up from the last speech that President Biden delivered about the mask mandates and about mandatory vaccinations, you weren't paying attention. It should have been eye-opening to everybody. My friends, I'll be right back. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back with more right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be back here today with you again. Remember, I always forget to say this, and then I get in trouble. I just sounded like Joe Biden there. I'm going to get in trouble if I say too much. But if you want to get a hold of me, my friends, remember, it's Mickey at KSLM.news. So that's Mickey, M-I-C-K-Y, at KSLM.news. And that's how you can reach out to me and let me know what you're thinking. So I love to hear from you guys. I promise I'll respond. But make sure you're staying in communication. We were just talking about what's going on. We were talking about the anniversary of 9/11, 20 years ago today. And it's so important that we remember that day and that we take time to reflect about the sacrifices that have been made, not just on that day, but every day after, by our soldiers, people that put their lives on the line, and people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country. That is so important. And it's really important that we remember the lives that were lost on that day. Innocent American citizens, civilians that were slaughtered by evil. And that's what it was. It was evil. And evil exists, my friends, and it is growing, and we are seeing it more and more. And we were talking about how this administration just basically handed them a silver platter. We basically annihilated terrorism. We didn't have the threats like we had back in 9/11, 20 years ago. Over the years, we have beat them back, and the Trump administration showed no mercy, and they pretty much stopped them altogether. And then we talked about how in 7 months, this administration, the current administration, the Biden administration, seems to be working with the terrorist and for the terrorist more than they're working with their own country. And so many people just chalk it up to Biden's the stupidest guy on earth. And my friends, I'm telling you, what's happening is a plan. Biden might indeed be the stupidest man on earth. We know he has severe mental issues. His cognitive ability is absolutely in question. But don't think that he's calling the shots. Don't think that the things that have happened are just because of his own sheer stupidity. My friends, what's happened here is a plan. It's an evil plan, and it's being executed flawlessly. And there are people pulling the strings, and Biden has puppet masters. In fact, he's more or less told us that in his press conferences. He's controlled. And if he doesn't do what he's told to do, he gets in trouble. He's told us this. But what they're doing to this country is systematically, methodically destroying it. And they're doing it in a way that it's going to be very hard for us to fix. Very hard to build back. We are right now just getting a taste of socialism. Are you paying attention to what's going on out there? Have you gone to the grocery store recently? Have you tried to get anything done? Have you been working on a new construction project? Do you need parts for something? Have you been to Costco and tried to buy toilet paper again? If you haven't noticed, my friends, the store shelves increasingly are becoming more bare. The prices are starting to skyrocket, go through the roof. Yet there's not goods to buy. The things you need aren't on the shelves. And if they are, they're allocated. My friends, this is starting to resemble socialism. If you don't believe me, do yourself a favor and read history. Look at what happens in other countries that practice the methods that's going on here today. And trust me, my friends, brace yourselves, because it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Right now, my friends, more than ever, I got to tell you, now is the time for you to be vigilant and start preparing. You need to have the ability to take care of yourselves and your family. It's time for you to start thinking about food and toilet paper and gas. It's time for you to start building up your own little stockpile so you can get by for a period of time. I'm not telling you to panic and go out and buy everything you see on the shelf. That's not going to help the problem. I am telling you, though, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg, and things are going to get far, far more worse. If they get better, even. And that's a big if. The shortages that we're seeing, it's only the beginning, my friends. The stuff that we're able to purchase right now, it's stuff that they still had readily available. It was in a warehouse somewhere, and it finally trickled out and made it to the store. But that stuff isn't being replenished. Not at the rates that we need it to be. Not at sustainable rates. Factories aren't running. They don't have raw materials to produce a lot of the stuff. Have you tried to buy a new car recently? Again, a lot of people think that this is just a temporary thing. A lot of people think that this is just a result of being shut down from COVID, and things just need to get geared up again and start cranking out some product and everything's going to be okay. COVID was their excuse, my friends. COVID was their excuse, but there's no intention for things to get back to how they used to be. They were able to shut us down under the guise of COVID, under the excuse of COVID. But things aren't going to come back like they used to be. They're not going to be normal like they were before. A lot of that industry, a lot of those factories that we rely on, they're not going to produce like they did before. There are so many other things going on, so many things going on that are non-COVID related. And it's this push. It's this push towards socialism. It's this push towards a new world order. It's completely totalitarianism. And the republic that we know and the freedoms and liberties that we've enjoyed, we might not ever see those. We might not ever get that back. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. Welcome back to the show. It's good to be here today with you on this Saturday afternoon, the anniversary of 9/11, 20 years ago, my friends, 20 years ago. And the images are so vivid in my mind. The towers falling, the towers burning, the planes crashing into them. The dust cloud. Seeing people in New York white like ghosts. Not because of what they witnessed, but because of the dust and the debris that blew through the city when those buildings fell. When those explosions happened. Seeing so many hurt and injured. Watching fellow Americans make the decision if they're going to burn up in a building or jump out a window, watching them fall to their deaths, knowingly, willingly jumping out a window because of what had just had happened. Those images are so vivid. I know they are for most of you. And then thinking about the years that we've been in the Middle East at war, the years that we were hunting down these terrorists, seeking to destroy their organizations, looking for their leaders, the lives that we've lost, the soldiers that paid the ultimate sacrifice. And now with what's happened this last few weeks, with what's happened in Afghanistan, was it all for nothing? Did we fight so long and lose so much just to hand it all back over to them and then some? That's what it seems like. And of course, what's going on here, what's going on with our fellow countrymen on an issue that we should be so united, but we're so divided. And it seems like the message from the government and the rhetoric from the media is just, it's just to keep us divided. It's to make us fight amongst each other so we don't realize what's going on the bigger scale. It's time for us to wake up, my friends. It's time for Americans, red-blooded Americans, to wake up. It's time for us to say enough, and it's time for us to take this country back. I'm serious. What's happening here, what this administration is doing is treasonous. We have the enemy within, and they are the biggest threat to this republic. And my friends, this COVID, we all should be furious about COVID. They did this to us. Yes, COVID's real. People get sick from COVID. I'm not denying COVID. But we should be furious because it was released on this world. It was manipulated. It was manufactured in China. U.S. agencies. Dr. Fauci was working in cahoots with the Chinese government, the Chinese military, to make a biological weapon. We funded it. This isn't conspiracy theory anymore. We know this to be a fact now. It's been proven. We know for a fact that Dr. Fauci lied. We know that he lied. And he's been caught. And he was working with China and funding China. And somehow this got released. No, my friends, this was intentional. This was absolutely intentional. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they were trying to put the final nail in the coffin. And these vaccines, my friends, every day more and more information comes out on the vaccines, every single day. It's time for us to wake up. You know, on average, every single day, 30 people are dying from the vaccine. No, they won't tell you it's from the vaccine, but on the average, statistically, 30 people are dying after they get the vaccine. I can't tell you how many of my friends I know personally that have had severe complications from the vaccine. I can't tell you how many I know personally that are very sick and ill and have lifetime consequences, possibly, because of this vaccine. The things we don't know. Something else that not enough people are talking about, my friends. Do you know how much fetal tissue has been used to manufacture these vaccines? Yes, fetal tissue. That's what I'm talking about. Aborted babies are used in the process of manufacturing this vaccine. They're injecting it into people, my friends. But more importantly, how many babies died? How many babies died? How many aborted babies were there to manufacture this vaccine? There are so many things we don't know. There's so many questions that need answers. And there's not enough people asking questions. And there's not enough people giving us truthful answers. And that's the fact. I'm not going to tell you you have to take a vaccine or you shouldn't take a vaccine. You can make that decision for yourself. Medical freedom. But I am saying there's so much that we don't know. There's so much that we've been lied to about. Do you know that the researchers and scientists just came out with a new study on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, talking about all the new side effects that it's having and the consequences that it's causing some people to have that weren't originally disclosed? They've added a couple more pages of possible side effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Did you know that that vaccine has been recalled a couple times? There's full lots of it that they've given out thousands and thousands of doses, but it's been recalled because it's got metals inside and it's making people sick. There is so much about this vaccine that should scare everybody. We at least deserve to know the answers. And we live in the United States, so nobody should say you have to take a vaccine. Nobody should mandate anything. We should have medical freedom for all. So, Mr. President, when you're up there giving your little speech and you're telling us that you're disappointed in us and you're ashamed that some people haven't taken the vaccine yet, and because of that, you're going to punish that, because of that, you're going to punish businesses, you're going to mandate that businesses that have more than 100 employees make their employees get the vaccine. That is the most un-American thing I have ever heard, Mr. President. That doesn't sound like a United States president to me. Your speech reminded me of Hitler. And the things you're trying to do, the things you're trying to force on American citizens, the mandates that you're putting out, how far will you go? If you don't get the results you want with this most recent mandate, what are you willing to do next? And friends, my God, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to realize we're being lied to? How many people, if the government said, hey, why don't you come on over and hop on this train car? We're going to protect you from COVID. How many people do you know would willingly walk on over and get on that train car in the name of protection? How much freedom are you willing to give up for some security, for some protection? I can put up with a lot. There's a lot of things over the years that have happened that make me scratch my head, that make me say, hey, I'm not sure about the constitutionality of this. Hey, this seems like big government stuff. Hey, this seems like government overreach. There's a lot of alarms that should have been sounded long ago that unfortunately weren't. And there's a lot of things that we just stick our head in the sand and we just aren't paying attention to, which is probably how we got to this point in the first place. And there's things that we just let go because we just don't want to fight it. We might not agree with it, but hey, it's not bugging us right now, so we're just going to let it go. You know, we always hear, you got to pick and choose your battles, right? You got to decide which hill you're willing to die on, right? Well, I've decided that. I've wondered for a long time, where is that line in the sand that I'm not going to allow them to cross? And there's a few of them for me. There's definitely a few of them for me, but let me tell you something. Right now, they're actively seeking to try to make it so anybody 12 years old and up can get the vaccine. They're going to try to force the vaccine on school-aged children. Another half of that, my friends, they're going to try to say that if you're 12 years old, you don't need consent from the parents. That anybody 12 years old or older can make that decision for themselves. And trust me, they've already pressured our kids. They're going to be brainwashing our kids. They're going to be doing everything they can to make sure that our kids feel like they're doing something wrong if they don't get that vaccine. They are working on this, and there will be a day where they try to inject this into your kid without you knowing about it. And that, my friends, is the hill that I'm willing to die on. That, my friends, is where I draw the line. Nobody will inject anything into any of my family without permission, without consent. And if I find out anybody tries, that will be the last thing that they ever do in their life. That will be the last breath that they take. And you can take that to the grave. Stick with me, friends. I'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio. We'll be right back.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends. Thanks for joining me here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Remember, you can always reach me, Mickey@KSLM.news. We're running towards the end of the show here, but man, you guys got me fired up that last segment. But you know, we all should be fired up about that, right? I mean, seriously, we live in the United States of America. We have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. We have these sacred documents that we should be willing to defend and protect with our very lives, as so many have fought and died before us to do just that. And now we got a government, a dictatorship, both here in the state of Oregon with Governor Brown and our president, Joe Biden. They're running things like a dictatorship. They are pushing this country towards socialism, even worse. They want Marxism. But now they're threatening to force these vaccines on us. They're threatening businesses. They're threatening people. And I was just telling you, and what got me so excited, they are actively trying to make it so anybody 12 years old, if they want to go to school, they have to get a vaccine. 12 years old and over. And trust me, they are actively trying to make it, and they've already talked about it, it's not a secret, that if you're 12 years old, you don't need consent from parents. And so I know on this show we've talked a lot about where's that line in the sand, and I just was explaining that that is my line in the sand. You do not touch my children. You do not inject anything into their bodies without my permission. If you do, that will be your last act. Now, I know that sounds, whew, that Mickey guy, he sounds extreme. What is he, some violent nut job? Well, you know, sometimes you have to be capable and willing to commit horrible, horrible acts of violence. Everybody throws that word violence around like it's a bad word, and if you're violent, you're bad. Go read the dictionary, my friends. Violent doesn't mean that you're bad. Being violent doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you in the wrong. Sometimes, my friends, violence is necessary. And I believe if somebody is trying to inject chemicals into the body of somebody else without permission, without their consent, without the consent of their parents, I believe that that is a time where violence is absolutely justified. And I'll be honest with you, I am capable of horrible, horrible acts of violence under the right circumstances. So don't test me. And I would hope you guys, my fellow patriots out there, fellow Americans, if you love your freedom, if you love your country, if you love your children, I would hope that you're on the same page. I'd hope that you're thinking like I'm thinking. And again, I am not knocking your choice on if you got the vaccine. I'm happy for you. More power to you, as long as it was your choice. But if you got the vaccine because somebody made you, I'm sorry. That was wrong. And if you haven't got the vaccine and somebody's trying to make you, don't do something just because you're being told to do it by somebody else. Nobody should have any power to make you do anything in regards to your own medical freedom. This should be the thing that unites us. Tying this back into 9/11 and how united we were as a country on the 12th, the next day, after we suffered that severe blow, how united we were as Americans. And I look at what's happening now, and I look at this COVID stuff, and I look at, you know, what we know about this virus being released from the Wuhan lab, how it was manufactured with U.S. government agencies and China military working together to make this bioweapon. Because that's what it is, let's be honest. And then I see the big push for vaccinations, a push like we've never seen before, ever, for vaccinations. And for what? For something that's not any more deadly than the common flu. And now we're hearing about all the side effects from the vaccinations, and 30 people a day in the United States are dying after receiving the vaccination. And yet we're still being pushed into it and guilted into it. And now the president of the United States is mandating it. These are things that aren't little things. Sometimes I wonder, why aren't more people uniting for this? This last year, there's been a few things, my friends, that I've scratched my head and said, why aren't people uniting for this? I'll tell you what number one was. Election integrity. Election integrity. We know that there was massive voter fraud. There is ample evidence. It's not a conspiracy anymore. It's a fact. We know it happened. With each day, we know more and more. With each day, we understand that it looks like Joe Biden probably really did not win the presidency. It looks like Donald Trump probably should still be our president. Now, I realize that there's not a constitutional pathway for that, but the thing is, how did we get there in the first place? And how, as American citizens, did we allow the most sacred thing that we do, ensuring the integrity of our election, the very thing that makes this country go, the very thing that builds this republic, how did we allow this to take place? How did we allow this fraud to take place and not demand that it was fixed? How did we not all stand up together? It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, red, white, blue, or black. I don't care. I don't care where your ideology is. I don't care what your nationality is. We are Americans, and every one of us should have been upset about that election integrity and demanded we get to the bottom of it, and demanded if there was wrongdoing, if there was fraud, it should be overturned, it should be fixed. We should have demanded that our Supreme Court wasn't spineless and they took action when necessary, but they did not. You know why? Because we didn't demand it. That was the first time I was scratching my head this year saying, where is the unity? How come not every one of us isn't standing up and demanding this? And to be honest, how come we're not willing to fight for it? If we can't guarantee the integrity of our elections, we do not have a republic. And then the next thing was, once we found out about COVID and the truth about how it got released and how it got developed in the first place, the actors that were involved, the money that was involved, how come not every red-blooded American, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, how come not every red-blooded American wasn't demanding to know why? Why were there United States government agencies and officials working in cahoots with the Chinese government and their military to develop a bioweapon that got released on the world? Why was American taxpayer money funding this project? It doesn't matter if you're right or left. We all should care about that. We all should have been united about that. And now, my friends, the most recent mandates, forcing vaccines on people, forcing people to get a vaccine that they don't want. That's another one of those things. Injecting something into your body should be very personal. It is very personal. It's a choice that you alone should make. Why aren't we united on this? We're out of time, my friends. Never forget. Remember 9/11. Remember the heroes that sacrificed all. God bless you guys. We'll catch you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.